provided by Thomas Allgaier and Frenos, based on the most relevant posts on LinkedIn about the KI Gipfel. Frenos is a B2B market research company working with enterprises to optimize their campaigns with account and executive insights far beyond AI. Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving deep into the top trends, the ones that really defined the KI Gipfel 2025.
Yeah, the big takeaways.
Exactly. And for you, our listener, especially if you're navigating the complex world of ICT and tech, this deep dive is really designed to pull out the most critical, actionable insights. We're looking at a whole load of LinkedIn posts from the event. Our mission, to give you a really clear, concise, and, you know, applicable understanding of where AI is actually heading, particularly within German industry.
And what's quite striking, I think, from the sources we looked at, is how much the conversations at the Gipfel moved past the theory.
Right.
It really centered on applied AI.
Right.
Moving beyond just the hype to, well, practical implementation, what companies are actually doing.
Doing things.
Precisely. So we'll be connecting the dots, linking that strategic vision we heard about with real-world results,
yeah,
helping you understand not just what was discussed, but more importantly, why it matters for your business, for your planning.
Okay, so what does it all mean then? Let's kick off with what I think struck us most from the sources. The big strategic imperatives for AI adoption.
Yeah.
A lot of the discussions really hammered home this clear message about action. Action over just ambition, especially from the top.
Absolutely. That was a really consistent thread. Leadership as a board level thing. Dr. Alexander Rozek put it quite forcefully. He said AI is a leadership task, like 100%.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Emphasizing the transformation processes they have to be dictated from the top and crucially exemplified. It's not just signing off.
Mm-hmm. Not just budget approval.
Exactly. And Tobias Klein echoed that. He said AI adoption isn't an IT initiative. It's leadership responsibility. He urged leaders to, you know, walk the talk.
Actually use it themselves.
Right. Understand it, champion it.
Mm-hmm.
And Stefan von Holtzbrink, the media entrepreneur, he put it very simply. The use of AI must be lived from the top. It's about culture.
That makes so much sense. It really is about setting the tone, isn't it? But then there's always that question of, well, where do you even start? And that idea of just getting going, even if it's not perfect, that seemed to resonate. Dennis Pokopek's key takeaway was basically, start engaging with AI now.
Don't wait.
Don't wait. Start with non-sensitive data, maybe internal stuff first, right? He made it clear, waiting for the perfect data set. That's just not an excuse anymore.
Yeah, the paralysis of perfection.
Exactly. And Helmar Hipp, he noticed this really positive mindset and openness towards AI. He pointed out that the ease of use now, compared to earlier tech like the first iPhone, it's just so much better.
Lowers the barrier to entry.
Massively.
And if we connect that to, say, the SMEs, the middle stand.
Yeah.
The consensus seemed to be focus on data-ready use cases first.
Where the data is already clean, accessible.
Yeah. Right. Iterate quickly, get some small wins, and embed AI within your existing lean management routines. Robert Richeniter, he captured this synergy really well.
Oh, yeah.
He noted that both lean management and AI, they really flourish where processes are already understood, improved, systematically implemented. That combination, it can unlock real productivity gains early on.
That's interesting.
It does make you think, though, are we focusing enough on that intersection? You know, process and technology?
That is a crucial point. And it moves us nicely from strategy to, well, the tangible stuff. So shifting gears a bit, this is where it gets really interesting. The new products, the partnerships, the ecosystem growth we saw showcased.
Definitely. And one of the really fascinating things here was the clear shift towards, like, genuinely new solutions and business models.
Okay.
Take Vigil GmbH. They introduced their SYMPLI business unit. Now, that's a big transformation for them, moving from traditional manufacturing towards AI-enabled software for the middle stand.
Right. Quite a pivot.
Huge. And Jan Sweider from Vigil, he really emphasized, this isn't just about products. It's attitude, processes, mindset. It takes courage to actually act instead of just planning forever.
Yeah. That just do it mentality again. And speaking of new launches, a theme that really seemed to dominate was sovereign AI infrastructure.
Oh, absolutely.
Deutsche Telekom and NVIDIA, they unveiled what they're calling the first industrial AI cloud hosted in Germany.
Big announcement.
Yeah. Michael P. Unger, he spoke on this, described it as like a foundational step towards proper sovereign AI infrastructure designed for European industry, built in Germany, offering, you know, top performance and security. That's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. especially for sensitive data.
Totally. And Holger Schultheis also highlighted how important this partnership is, laying the groundwork for AI hosted in Germany.
Yeah.
Crucial for SMEs, trust, data regulations, all that.
It builds that essential secure layer. And beyond those specific launches, cross-industry collaborations were really prominent too.
Like what?
Well, firms like Trump and Keon were showcasing joint initiatives. They're linking their deep domain expertise, which is invaluable, with specialist AI providers.
Smart.
Yeah, the sources really highlighted this as a cost-effective way to get faster time to value and lower the adoption risk.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone has to reinvent the AI wheel.
Leverage existing strengths.
Exactly. Which raises a good question for a lot of companies, I think. Are we exploring these kinds of partnerships enough to speed things up?
That's an excellent question. It speaks to building that whole ecosystem, doesn't it? And it wasn't just business-to-business partnerships either. Education was a big theme, somewhat unexpectedly.
Really?
Yeah. VfB Stuttgart, the football club, they're bringing AI curricula into local schools. Christian Roof from the club talked about how they're not just using AI for, you know, football analysis.
Right, scouting and tactics.
But they're actively trying to build the regional talent pipeline, taking AI right into education. Dina Kohler and Johanna Heller specifically mentioned this, how impactful and, well, surprising it was coming from a football club.
That is interesting. Building talent from the ground up.
Exactly. Okay, so let's unpack this next theme then. The actual real-world use cases and, maybe more importantly, the human element. It's one thing talking strategy and products, but what does AI actually do on the ground and how do people fit in?
Well, the demos at the Giphol covered a really wide range. We saw predictive maintenance, you know, anticipating machine failures.
Saves a lot of downtime.
Huge savings. Also generative design, speeding up product development, automated quality inspection using computer vision.
Spotting defects humans might miss.
At incredible speeds, yeah. And customer service automation, chatbots, virtual assistants. These weren't just concepts. They showed tangible ROI in manufacturing logistics. Robert Resender, for instance, he found the talks on automated quality control via image recognition really exciting. And real-time production optimization.
Finding those efficiencies.
Exactly. And in e-commerce, Julia Kunstman highlighted how AI helps speed up processes, improve customer service, even review contracts efficiently.
Yeah.
Companies like Bergfreund and Engelhorn were mentioned for using AI to really optimize that customer journey.
It's fascinating how diverse it is, even as you touched on in sports. Pierre Hatch has shared insights from Bundesliga clubs, VfB Stuttgart again, Werder Bremen, TSG Hoffenheim.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Using AI for everything.
Yeah.
Game prep, medical prophylaxis, like predicting injury risks.
Yeah.
Talent ID, tactical analysis. It's deep stuff. And I loved this. Werder Bremen developed an internal tool called K-I-Elton.
K-I-Elton, after Elton.
Yeah. A little nod to their club legend. It's designed to help staff with daily tasks using AI, but in a really practical, low-threshold way. Makes it accessible.
That's clever. Humanizes it
yeah.
a bit. But all these applications, they naturally lead to that big question. How do we make sure the people, the workforce, aren't left behind?
The crucial question.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And workforce upskilling was positioned as, well, non-negotiable at the summit. Just essential. Widespread calls for broad AI literacy from the shop floor right up to the C-suite.
Everyone needs some understanding.
Everyone. Irina Joanna Gebauer from IU Group put it starkly. She said in just 60 months, so 5 years, much of what we do today just won't be relevant anymore.
Oof, that's a wake-up call.
It really is. It stresses that learning can't be an add-on. It needs a fixed place, integrated right into the flow of work. Continuous learning, new tools, new methods.
And that's where that whole people-first approach really comes into play, isn't it? Oliver Gruen noted the most cited sentence at the summit was basically, we must take people with us, reduce fears, allay concerns.
Addressing the anxieties.
Yeah, it's not just soft skills. It's fundamental. Lisa Lanz Heilemann highlighted that feeling people saying AI won't replace us, but underneath.
There's still that fear.
There's still that fear, which just underscores the need for really open, honest communication. Especially in tech teams where roles might shift. It's about being brave enough to explore, like Stefan Fultzbrink implied, accepting we won't understand everything immediately.
Given the speed of change.
Right. And fostering a culture that actually embraces mistakes as part of learning, that acceptance of imperfection seems vital for iterating quickly with AI.
Spot on. You can't innovate without some trial and error.
If you enjoyed this deep dive, new episodes drop every 2 weeks. Also, check out our other editions on digital transformation and tech, CTN tech, artificial intelligence, cloud, and sustainability in green ICT.
We really hope this look into the KI Gipfel 2025 has given you some valuable, actionable insights for your own AI journey. Maybe sparked a few ideas.
Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, in a world where waiting for perfection can genuinely be the enemy of progress, how will you leverage the power of just doing it, even starting small, to integrate AI into your operations and foster that culture of continuous discovery in your own organization? Subscribe to The Deep Dive for more insights that cut through the noise.